My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. With that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A, and we have a special doubleheader for you. On Friday night at the Flycatcher, Jillian and the Giants will be celebrating their album release show for their brand new album. But one of the opening acts will be Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls, so they're going to open up tonight's performance as well. Live in Studio 2A, Carlos Arzate.
When she came into the world with chocolate hair and eyes of pearl, her father last breath that she gave for her girl. She was raised on the narrow, with her eyes on the sparrow, but she craved to live, and her heart was big, but her future was father's land, to stretched out arms and open hands, she came inside and began to cry, and her father took her in. in mind. Hold me down now. Hold me down. I'm sorry I made you cry. Song.
We know you're out there.
Gonna play one more for you. And it's the perfect time of night for this tune, right?
I think I gotta sit down for this one.
I think I gotta stand up for this one.
I think I gotta lay down for this one.
I think everybody has to lay down for this one.
All right, let's get in it. Thank you. you. It's so beautiful, baby. Yes, you are. Be where you are when you are there. Savor every moment. Make the most of it. Is it cool if
Is
I
it
touch
cool
you?
If I touch you?
Right here.
Right there.
Get closer to me.
Locals Only. My name's Matt, and you just heard the very fine sounds of Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls. Hey, Carlos, thank you for coming down tonight.
I'm so glad to be invited by Jillian.
Yeah. So real quick, why don't you introduce the players you played with you on that little mini set there while we've got Jillian and the Giants sneaking in to get set up.
Yeah, so that was my brother and producer Ryan Alfred playing with me here tonight. Ben Nesbitt and Catherine Burns on the back of vocals.
Excellent, excellent. And Carlos, you're going to be playing at the album release show for Jillian and the Giants Friday,
right,
over at the Flycatcher, along with Crystal Radio. While we've got you, anything else that you have cooking up with Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls right now?
You know, we actually just jumped in the studio to make the sophomore record. We were at St. Cecilia for 3 days, and we are planning to go into Wave Lab in Dustin Stone's studios to finish off the record. Hopefully going to be able to have it ready by 2017.
Excellent. Yeah. Very, very cool. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to sharing those tunes when you have them. And Friday night at the Flycatcher, Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls, one of the opening acts for Jillian and the Giants for the album release. Carlos, I want to thank you so much for sharing a little preview with us here tonight.
My pleasure.
It's not often we get to have an opening act on our Locals Only set as well, so it's a nice doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, that speaks to the kindness of Jillian, so I really appreciate being invited.
Absolutely. So speaking of which, as we've been speaking, Jillian and the Giants have snuck on in to get set up here. And as we mentioned, album release show Friday night at the Flycatcher. Jillian, thanks for coming down.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So why don't we start off with introductions? We'll go around the room. Not everybody has a microphone, so anyone who doesn't, you can introduce, and anyone who does have a mic can introduce themselves. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
Well, on the bass over here, we have Paul Radek. On drums, Julia Schlossberg. And over on guitar, still getting set up here, it's Chris Callahan, and I'm Jillian Bissett.
Excellent. So the new album comes out on Friday.
Yes.
Excited?
Yes. So excited. I mean, this has been a couple of years in the making, and it's finally happening on Friday. And we have them in our hands.
Hey, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. So tell me, when did you start working on this album?
Well, some of the songs happened before we became a band, so some of them were happening while I was doing my solo project.
Right.
So I've done Locals Only, I think it was a couple years ago, we played Chicago and My Baby and these songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they became very different, and I have this backing band now, and it's become a lot more collaborative. And so I brought a couple of songs to the table, like those, Chicago and My Baby, and said, hey, what can we do with these? And Chris would jump in with this insane guitar, and Paul would come in with this beautiful bass, and then in the past couple of months, Julius has been playing drums with us, which is just awesome. Like, how many, Julius is in every band on the planet right now, and that's great, and it's because he's so good, and he's just brings this cool, like, jazz element to it, which is lovely and fun and neat. But yeah, it's a very collaborative spirit. Two of the songs were written by Chris Callahan, which both, I think we're going to play both of them today.
Cool.
But yeah, definitely a more of a collaborative vibe, which is neat.
And where did you record the album?
So the album was recorded at my house.
Fun.
Yes, in our music room.
And chaotic.
We have a designated space for it, so we can kind of, well, it's, it doesn't have a door, but we can close the curtain.
There you go.
And, like, step away for a minute. But Paul did all the recording, mixing and mastering, along with our friend Max Henkel, who came in for a bit to help us. But yeah, we would wake up on the weekends in the morning with our coffee and, you know, like, you don't read the paper. We'd go in and just, like, record and try to get it done.
Now, were there ever, particular sounds you were trying to capture, you know, the sound of a hand clap or percussion where you thought, you know what, this is a bedroom closet kind of sound. Like, was there any field recording?
Absolutely no joke. It's at the end of, is it Rodeo Palms or I don't know my name?
Rodeo Palms.
And it's the wind chimes on our back patio.
Oh.
And we actually had to do it. We had to do it twice. So the first time we went out, it was raining, which is odd in Tucson. Like, well, I guess it was monsoon season, but we had kind of a bummer of a monsoon season. Whatever. But the one day we had these wind chimes going and it's raining and Paul is like, we have to go, and we tried it, but it didn't have the right sound. We wanted happy wind chimes. We wanted sunny day wind chimes. So we had to go in on another day. But yeah, exactly. There was that that happened in a few points in the song. Yeah. Like a random dog bark that I think took us a really long time to get out. Yeah.
So the album release show is going to be on Friday night at the Flycatcher.
Yes.
If people want to keep track, however, of upcoming shows, track down album, anything like that, what's the best way online to keep track of what's going on with Jillian and the Giants?
Everything is on our website, jillianandthegiants.com. We have a blog that we update weekly, daily, lately. And yeah, live shows, where you can buy our music, where we're going to be next. Yeah, everything. JillianandtheGiants.com.
Excellent. Well, why don't we get into a set of music here? Jillian and the Giants, live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. Thank you.
walk on the shady streets in favor of the alleyway. Every passerby seems to say goodbye, and the people I meet slowly fade away in the mist of gray. Cafe, quickly look and shine. Nowhere there to hide, only boredom and pain. Time for me to go. The beer on the table here, and I can't taste the food. I can't breathe at night, can't take in the night.
This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A with Jillian and the Giants. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. This is a blast.
All right. So, Friday night, album release, The Flycatcher, the new album, Mr. Airplane.
Yes.
As we mentioned before, this is an album that has been in the works for a long time. It's an album that has... quite literally invaded every aspect of your life, physically and emotionally. But I'm curious, where does the title of the album come from?
So the title track, Mr. Airplane, yeah. is a story about a little fish named Icarus, mm-hmm. And he wants to get out of the ocean, and he finds this airplane, and he comes out of the ocean, and he's flying around, and he loves it. It's warm, but he's a fish, and, you know, he's not supposed to be out there in the heat and in the sun. And so he comes careening back down to the ocean, which is where he came from in the first place, and it wasn't really a bad place to be. He just was really excited to get somewhere else. So Mr. Airplane is kind of a metaphor for whatever catalyst you need to get out of your proverbial ocean, whatever that ocean may be. And that, frankly, like, maybe the ocean's not so bad. So it's kind of like bloom where you're planted, you know, like, sure. Home's okay. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's the theme of it. And I was born here in Tucson and moved away to raise kids and moved away to travel and did all this stuff. And it came back and I didn't hate it as much as I did when I was a kid. And right. I loved it. And I think part of it has been the musical community. I love this community and I love this town, and it's really opened up to me and been so wonderful and supportive. And it really feels like home in a way that it didn't feel like home when I was a kid. Hmm. So, yeah.
That's lovely.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. So, this album, you know, has had a more collaborative process, you know, compared to your solo material before. And you mentioned that Chris wrote some of the songs on the album. But I'd just be curious to hear more about, as a band, how you went about tackling the project of recording this album together. How did everybody find a way to contribute to this project?
Well, we have a running joke that Chris speaks better with his guitar than he does with his words. So we would set up the framework of the song, at least the ones that I had, and we'd say, Chris, come in and just, you know, do your thing. Come in and do it. And it was kind of like, who is it, babe? Was it Miles Davis who would only do like one or two takes? Was that it? I think you were telling me this story. And then you'd be like, I'm done. That's it. If there's mistakes, that's the album. Like, that's right. Life, right? And so we'd have these subsequent tracks of Chris playing where the first one would be, it'd be a great, every track was great.
Yeah.
But then they would get angrier, like, as each pass went by. And he swears that that's not the case. He says, no, it's just I wanted to give you guys a different feel. And we were like, you were ready to go home, is what it was. and then, I mean, it was similar. I think in Chris's songs, too, he would have a framework and a melody, and he'd be like, guys, what do you want to do? And it just kind of falls together naturally. We play with it until it works. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much how we've done things.
Yeah. So Friday night at the Flycatcher is the release show, and tell us about the bill you've put together.
Oh, the bill we've put together is so amazing. So opening the night is Crystal Radio, and they just had their album release last week, and I was there at the release at Congress, and it was incredible. Their stage show was so stunning. And I love Paula anyway. It was just such a no-brainer. When she said yes, it was like, oh, this is gonna be fun. And then ending the night with Carlos just seems so right, you know. He's again part of that circle of musicians, and some of them are in the room now, you know, that have been so helpful and wonderful and welcoming. So I was like, Carlos, any iteration, would you like to play this show? And he was like, yeah, we can do that. We can make it happen. So, perfect. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing show.
And once again, people can go to the website for details about upcoming shows, for links to the music. And what was the website again?
And that's JillianandtheGiants.com.
Easy enough.
Yeah. We'll also be premiering a music video for Mr. Airplane at the release show. And that was made by Jason Willis, who does a lot of stuff for The Loft. Uh-huh. It's a pretty cool catnip video you should all check out.
And where did the concept for the video come from? Was it something that was bouncing around in one of your heads, or was it Jason's concept?
I told Jason the story about the little fish, and he's an animator, an incredible one, and he was like, oh, this will be right up my alley.
Yeah.
And we're going to post some teaser shots in the next couple of days, but it is pretty incredible. I'm blown away by his work, so.
Very cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And you mentioned as well that on the website that you've been putting up blog posts, updates on what's going on with the album. What kind of content have you been sharing on the website?
Lots of different. We tried different mediums. So we put up posters and all the stuff we make. But quick video of, like, there's video of Katie and I went on tour, or we all went on tour a couple of weeks ago. And there's video of us practicing in the van on our way to Albuquerque. And thank God the van didn't break down. And, like, so it's content, like, it's shareable content, like posters and stuff. But it's also, like, little glimpses into us practicing and us hanging on out on the couch and telling the schnauzer to stop playing with the drums. You know, it's like that kind of thing. So it's a little more of a personal slice. So yeah, if you want to really kind of get to know us before the show, that's a good way to do it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So once again, Flycatcher, Friday night, the new album is called Mr. Airplane, and Crystal Radio opening things out, and Carlos Arzate also rounding out the bill. Speaking of which, we've been joined by a few more familiar faces and voices for our last set here. So who has re-entered the room?
So this next song off the album that we're going to be playing is called White Knuckle. And I'm joined by Carlos Arzate, Catherine Burns, and Katie Haverly. On the album, Kelly Carpenter also sings on the song, but she's not here today. Wah, wah. We miss you, Kelly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to get live approximation of that album sound here tonight in Studio 2. I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Next week we'll be back with Mute Swan live in Studio 2A, but we've got time for one more terrific set here by Jillian and the Giants.
Oh, hey, oh, 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 oh. Oh.
It's Locals Only. You're listening to Jillian and the Giants. And I had to cut in one more time here just because I wanted to chat about that song, which is, of course, the title track from the album. The release is going to be on Friday. I'm curious. First of all, it's really a wonderful song. Great performance of it as well. But you told us a little bit about the story, the kind of thematic significance of it. But tell me, how do you tie that theme and the lyrical content into the arrangement, which is really quite unique compared to some of the other material that we've heard tonight? It is a little different. It has that kind of almost Wilco-esque, like, cacophonous ending, which I really love. But how does that fit in, the arrangement, not only for this song, but for the other songs, with trying to convey the thematic message?
I think with this one especially, we had wanted to stay true to this story of this fish who comes back to the ocean. And we had ideas to make it kind of like fall off the tracks at the end. And Chris came in and we said, Chris, do you think you can make something sound like an airplane that's like coming down from the sky? And I was like, yeah, we can find something in Logic. They probably have stock sounds. And Paul and Chris were like, no. No, we can make this happen. And so he pulled out, what was it? What is it? It's a tape. That you use your words, Chris.
Yes. And an Echoplex, basically.
Oh.
And it was a tape delay of some sort. Did
the
we
Echoplex
use for
the- is an old tape delay.
That's right. That's what it is.
There you go.
I just got splained. Holla. Yeah, but that whole idea of having it feel a little more like a movie, and especially too when we talked to Jason and he had this, and you guys will see it. It's this little like red-eyed fish who's like really excited about being out of the ocean, and he kind of looks like he's, you know, made some bad decisions.
And, as Fisher want to do.
Yeah, you know, and so we wanted to have that whole, like, kind of crazy feeling at the end of it. And, yeah, I think that Chris really nailed it with the Echoplex. And then Julius has some really fun, like, he does this, like, strange thing with the cymbals where we do it, where you go like, it's so creepy. It's my favorite.
The sound of an airplane wreckage, you know, in the wind.
Yeah. So it was pretty collaborative, I think. It was just like, how crazy can we make this?
Well, it sounds really cool. And this was it came off great live. I had to just interrupt to be able to get inside that a little bit more and hear more about it. So in any event, we still have time for one more song here. Jillian and the Giants, once again, Friday night at the Flycatcher is the album release. We'll wrap things up here with Jillian and the Giants.